For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In retaliation of North Korea's recent nuclear test, South Korea began blasting broadcast of anti-Pyongyang propaganda across the border today. There was no immediate reaction by the North on a day the country is celebrating leader Kim Jong-un's birthday. On Thursday, South Korea said it would also temporarily suspend aid to North Korea and limit South Koreans' entry to the Kaesong industrial complex there. Right at the border, the nuclear test announcement by North Korea earlier this week set off a frenzy of diplomatic action. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementation of the Iran nuclear deal could be just days away. If all goes well, he said that Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif assured him that Iran intended to complete its obligations. In a separate development on North Korea, Secretary Kerry rejected suggestions that the U.S. did not pay enough attention to the North's leading up to the bomb testing this week. He said North Korea has been at the forefront of talks with China, Pyongyang's ally.
Now, China had a particular approach that it wanted to make, and we agreed and respected to give them space to be able to implement that. But today in my conversation with the Chinese, I made it very clear that has not worked, and we cannot continue business as usual.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Rebels loyal to former South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar are hailing a power-sharing deal reached with the government as a positive breakthrough, one that they say brings the country a bit closer to peace. According to the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission timetable, a government of national unity should be in place in South Sudan on January 22nd. This is VOA News. Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters. Around 150 Turkish troops were deployed to train local Iraqi fighters to eventually take over the town of Mosul, which is held by the Islamic State. Iraq's central government, which does not have a major presence in the area, has strongly objected to the Turkish deployment, saying it is a violation of their sovereignty. Two refugees from Iraq have been arrested on terrorism-related charges by U.S. federal authorities, prompting renewed criticism of a White House plan to accept thousands of refugees from war-torn parts of the Middle East. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who have been in the U.S. for several years. The men have been in contact with each other but do not appear to have been planning any attacks in the U.S. President Obama urged Americans Thursday night to pressure Congress to tighten gun laws after a string of shooting massacres across the country. During a town hall-style meeting, he heard from people on both sides of the controversial issue. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
The town hall, broadcast by CNN, centered on the controversial question, how far should the government go to restrict access to firearms? The president said the U.S. can do more and still protect Americans' constitutional right to own a weapon.
I respect the Second Amendment, but all of us can agree that it makes sense to do everything we can to keep guns out of the hands of people who would try to do others harm.
Earlier, Obama announced executive actions, including expanded background checks and law enforcement. He again chided the Republican-led Congress for rejecting efforts to toughen gun laws and accused lawmakers of bowing to the powerful National Rifle Association lobby. The NRA rejected an invitation to join the town hall. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
After twice triggering a circuit breaker mechanism earlier this week because of huge losses, Chinese stocks drifted in and out of positive territory in the first hours of today's trading before closing up at the end of the day. Trading halt created a circuit breaker which intended to calm the markets, but it seemed to be having the opposite effect, so Chinese officials suspended the rules late Thursday. Other Asian markets were also volatile earlier in the day today, but many of those closed in positive territory. Experts blaming the global market plunge on investor worries that growth in China is slowing. You get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.